Suffolk Sight is your local community-based sight loss charity, and we support children and adults of all ages. We work really hard to provide services that are friendly and practical, and to raise awareness of the different aspects of living with sight loss. So our services include things that help with daily living, emotional support, benefit advice, and obviously with the tech team, the latest tech solutions. To be a beneficiary of Suffolk Sight is free, and you can choose your level of engagement and involvement. Over 2,000 people are registered with us, and we have a variety of services, and I'll just tap on some of them briefly just to give people a rough idea. So we have a dedicated team of highly skilled community workers, and they really do have good understanding of the issues that people may face as they live their life with a visual impairment. And they've got extensive experience and knowledge of the opportunities and choices available to people. They can come and visit you in your home, probably the garden at the minute with COVID rules, but as we move further into being COVID restrictions lifting, then the home visits should be back up and running once more. We have a low vision assessment team, and they can really help people to make best use of their sight and to accomplish everyday tasks using things like magnifiers, lighting, and other specialist equipment. We have a massive range of social groups taking place across all of Suffolk, and a specific children's group as well. Again, these are all just really starting back up again, but they're a great place to meet, share experiences, and connect with others and make new friends within the Suffolk Sight community. We have a dedicated befriending service with registered befrienders who we carefully matched so that you can have regular phone calls, one-to-one meetings, and basically just to offer support, friendship, and help to lessen those feelings of loneliness and isolation and keep people connected. We do sight loss awareness training, so again, we can visit people in the community, at schools, care homes, business, anywhere really, and offer some advice and support in terms of making sure that people have a bit of knowledge, which can go a long way in helping people understand how that they can best support people living with a visual impairment in their community and welcome them into their venue. We've got two resource hubs, one in Ipswich and one in Bury. And again, these are places where people, if they can book a time with a community worker or a tech worker, and they can get time to have a look at equipment and gadgets and have a go with things, really, just have a feel for how things might work and if they would suit them. And I guess in a nutshell, other than always seeking volunteers as well to support everything that we do, that's a bit of a synopsis of Suffolk Sight.
Yeah, and I think it's so great that you rounded up all those features, because one of the things about what we do here at RNIB is, of course, we want to promote and talk about local societies, because you guys are on the ground, you're there. You are talking to and dealing with a lot of the people who, you know, will come through RNIB, of course, but also be part of your local organisation and get that support locally that's important to them in lots of different ways, as you've outlined. Now, Mel's with us as well. And Mel, from your point of view, your focus is on technology, which, of course, is an area that I'm very passionate about. So tell us about your role.
Yeah, so to complement all the services which Debbie has just mentioned, we have a highly qualified tech team, which is made up of Claire Berman and myself. So between us, we are both certified in Supernova, Guide Connect, JAWS, Zoom Text, and VoiceOver. And we can provide training on all of these assistive technologies. So we approach people are referred to us through our community workers, and then we will take on each referral depending on its location to where we live. So Claire covers the east of Suffolk and I cover the west of Suffolk. And it's such a broad variety of tech requests what come through. So it can range from the assistive accessibility features on an iPad or an iPhone or on an Android device, helping people to enlarge font, reduce transparency settings on it, text-to-speech, all sorts of areas in which we would be able to provide that support. We also, like I said, provide voiceover training, screen reader training as well in JAWS, NVDA, and Narrator. So yes, a great variety of tech support which we provide for our members.
Are there any specific things? I mean, you mentioned a lot there, but you know, are there any specific questions that come up time and time again that people get in touch and ask you around technology?
Primarily, people struggle with using phones, and more people are embracing smartphone technology. So it is being able to start moving from a touch button phone to a touch screen phone. So hence, that's where the voiceover training and talkback training comes into play. We also help people with synaptic devices as well. So yeah, it's primarily phones, and we're able to either do one-to-one tuition with our members now that things have opened up with COVID. Previously, we had to do it remotely over the phone, given step-by-step instructions of how to use voiceover or talkback with the various gestures. Or we would give them step-by-step instructions of how to enlarge the text on their device, turn on speech screen, or change the colours on their devices. And that also includes as well laptops and Mac computers as well, Windows and Mac computers. We provide support and advice and training on how to use the accessibility features in those types of computers as well.
How challenging is it, and I guess this is to both of you, but we'll start with you, Mel, how difficult is it to deliver that kind of tech support when you're not hands-on with the person in that environment? You know, they're having a problem with their computer, you're relying on them giving you information over a phone, I guess. How difficult is that to handle, and how have you got over that during this pandemic?
It has been very challenging during the pandemic when we weren't able to visit people, because obviously we did have to do it remotely. We did have to give that verbal instruction over the phone of what to do. We are looking at remote access for Windows Quick Assist, and it's something which we are considering and looking into, which should be really beneficial. But now we can visit people in their homes. I know that Claire has a support worker. Myself, I have a support worker. So we can enter people's homes, sit with our members, really focus in on their needs, and then explain to them what it is we're going to do on their computer, on their tablet, give them step-by-step instructions, and then using, because I'm registered blind myself and Claire is as well, so we will turn on Narrator on their machine or VoiceOver on their Mac, and they'll be able to hear all the changes we're making on their computer, accessibility changes, and then that sort of keeps them up to date of what's going on, basically. And we can then provide that support for them.
Debbie, tell us how people can get in touch with your charity and find out more about it.
Okay, so we have two hubs, one based in Ipswich, and people can call us on 01473 611 011, or they can call the Bury Hub, which is in Bury St Edmunds, on 01284 748800. If people want to call to book a visit to either the hub or to ask for some tech support or for a community worker, just give us a give us a call on either of those numbers, or they can email us at info@suffolksite.org.uk, and one of the team will get back and see what support, advice and assistance we can offer.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on today and telling us all about Suffolk Site.
Thank you.
Thank you.